The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
This is Big Papa Pump. You're listening to Perch on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Daily DDT. Ringside News, Sports Kita, and more. And tonight is WWE Saturday Night's main event.
Nothing like a good workout, eh, boy?
What's that you say, boy? You say the WWF wrestling special is about to begin?
Ladies and gentlemen, the World Wrestling Federation presents Saturday Night's main event.
And now I, Al Bundy, am ready to meet the ultimate maniacs. Papa Shango, British Bulldog, and the mighty men of the WWF on this greatest night of my life. Buck, old boy, get ready to rock.
Okay, so I'm 30 years too late with using that Al Bundy thing, but I really think they need to revisit that and have him open up WWE Saturday Night main event one last time. And speaking of one last time, this is Goldberg's retirement match. I know we're kind of spoiler-free is the way to be here, but WWE kind of spoiled this one that it is Goldberg's retirement match. But if you watched on Monday Night Raw with the interview he had done with Michael Cole, Michael had said, you know, the championship's on the line. Like, what if you win? And Goldberg was basically like, well, that'll be interesting. Anyway, I'll talk about that match in a little bit. But first, let's get into the rest of the card. I'm going to give my preview and my predictions to the matches. But first, fans, you can catch Saturday Night main event tonight, taking place in Atlanta, Georgia, where Goldberg is from, at the State Farm Arena, and it'll be broadcasted on NBC and Peacock in the United States and on YouTube and most other international markets. This event will feature the first in-ring match for Goldberg since 2022, and it is also supposed to be his final match, ending his 28-year wrestling career. That's pretty big. I remember when Goldberg started. I remember the first match in WCW, and it was Hugh Morris. And, you know, even later on, I remember a segment, 2000 had to have been, you know, Goldberg giving the nod to Hugh Morris and basically saying it had to start somewhere, and you were the guy. But he gave him the nod. So, there are four matches for Saturday Night's main event. There are two titles on the line. We have the United States Championship on the line, as Solo Sikoa is set to make his first title defense, and it's against Jimmy Uso. Now, Jey Uso has won the Intercontinental Championship, and he's been a world champion. Solo Sikoa has held a championship in NXT, and he's got the United States Championship currently. Jacob Fatu has already been a United States champion. Yo, if you see where I'm going with this, Jimmy Uso has been in the company for a very long time. You know, we're looking at close to 20 years almost coming up on, give or take. But he's been there for a very long time. And the fact that he hasn't had a singles championship, I think he's due. Now, I'm sure if you've seen on SmackDown, Solo has been running amok with his boys, the OTC, And, you know, he's bringing in family members. We got family members returning with Loa. And, you know, Solo's going to have people watch his back. He's got his family. You know, he's got the Anoa'i rejects watching him, while Jimmy, at most, is going to have Jacob Fatu. A lot of things can happen in this match with the interference. We can have a disqualification. If the ref is caught up and Solo has enough people out there, Solo can win the match with help. I also think Jimmy can win the match because he'd have help too. I don't think they're going to have Solo drop the belt, though. I think they're going to go somewhere with this, and I just feel like this is not the match. This is not the time. Maybe Jimmy's not even the one, because I'm sure Jacob is still in line wanting his rematch. So, and I'm sure that's coming for SummerSlam. Now, that was the first match. The second match is going to be Randy Orton taking on Drew McIntyre. Now, Drew just returned. Everybody wants a shot at the world champion. Drew is no different. Randy just coming off of a loss a month ago to John Cena for the championship. This match really kind of gives me the vibe that we're fighting for position on a number one contendership, and let's see who's going to do this. I want to say Randy Orton wins. I see this being a safe event. What I mean by that is, I don't think we're going to see any major upsets or any of the sort.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
So I'm going to say Randy Orton and the RKO win this match. Now, the third match is another singles match, and it is LA Knight. Yeah! Taking on Seth freaking Rollins, who has the Money in the Bank contract. Now, LA Knight, obviously, he wants a title match. You almost got to go through Seth Rollins because he can get a title match at any time, anywhere, any place. And again, I feel like, just like the Randy Orton Drew McIntyre match, this is wrestlers fighting for position to be in that line, to know where they stand when it comes to facing John Cena, your 17-time WWE World Champion. Now, we also have to understand that Seth Rollins has Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Paul Heyman. A lot of people can interfere in this one. LA Knight doesn't really have much backup here. Not much for him to work with. I'm going to say Seth Rollins wins this match. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are already at the main event. Gunther, your WWE World Heavyweight Champion, takes on Goldberg in his retirement match. My honest opinion here is WWE seemingly spoiled it by putting out the press release that this is in fact Goldberg's retirement match. And usually in retirement matches, the person retiring loses. Now there have been circumstances in the past where that doesn't happen. You know, they let the guy go out on top. We saw that in Sting's retirement match in AEW. So I'm not really sure how they're going to go here, because, you know, even though WWE likes to throw swerves, you know, this is one that we could see a swerve. They could easily have Goldberg win and have Goldberg go on to SummerSlam and retire there. Granted, this is in Atlanta, Georgia, home base for the spear and jackhammer and mother foe. But like I said, most retirement matches, you lose your match, you pass the torch. Gunther would be a great person for Goldberg to retire against, especially since there's really no one from Goldberg's era still wrestling, or at least to the caliber of being in WWE to wrestle. And that is no slam on any legend of his time or any of the sort. It's just, we're talking 28 years later for Goldberg. A lot of men and women have retired during that time that this man worked with, whether it be WCW or whether it be WWE. So I would say Gunther would be a great pick. He's a great wrestler. He's entertaining. He knows how to rile up the crowd. But there's always that little part of me that says, what if? What if WWE has Goldberg win? Who would he face if he moved on to SummerSlam and won the WWE World Championship? Could someone cost Gunther the match? Could someone interfere in this match? Someone we're not thinking of? Could happen. Now, on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, we do have WWE Evolution 2, the all-women's pay-per-view. That is why WWE Saturday Night only has four matches. It's all men's matches to boot. So make sure you check back with us for Sunday's podcast to be talking about Evolution 2, the preview, and our predictions. This is a short show because, well, you know, four matches. There's really not much you can do with that besides, you know, do your predictions and go, well, this is what happened here, and da-da-da-da-da. So, here we are. I'm rambling, and I am going to end this because, fans, remember, spoiler-free's the way to be. But go follow us and subscribe to our channel on YouTube at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. There are over 23,000 people on that page. Go interact, enjoy the posts. You can also follow us on Instagram and Threads. It's Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. So for Instagram, it's instagram.com/perchedonthetoprope podcast or instagram.com/perchedonthetoprope podcast. And for Threads, it's threads.com/perchedonthetoprope podcast. You can also follow us on Blue Sky at Perched Top Rope. You can follow us on X at Perched Top Rope also.
because perched on the top rope is just too long. You can also go buy our t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/perchedonthetoprope. Help support the brand, folks. Buy a shirt. I still have them at $19.99, where everyone else has them at $23 and $24.99. Go pick up a shirt. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'll catch you tomorrow. Because, spoiler free, the way to be. I'm out.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.